I'm going to share a story with you. I tried to think, does this make sense, Lord? Because if it doesn't, I don't want to tell it. And he says, well, I can redeem just about anything, so go ahead and tell it. All right? Here's the story. I grew up in Durham, North Carolina. And when I was 6 years old, I went to a Durham Bulls baseball game, and I fell in love with baseball. And I loved to go to baseball games. I lived on North Gregson Street. I think it was only 15 cents to go to a game. My mom would give me 15 cents, and I would walk to the old Durham Athletic Park, and I'd see a ball game. I loved that ball game. Many times, my mother would go with me at a night game. She'd drive, and we'd be there, and I'd watch the game with my mom. Now, we'd have box seats. In other words, we'd be kind of about midways up behind home plate. Okay, and I'm watching the game. But my eyes are over there on right field, because in the bleachers back over there and on the grandstand on the sides were a lot of kids running around. They were running around all over the place. And the reason they were running around all over the place is because if a foul ball was hit, they'd run, go pick up the ball, and they'd have a ball. They'd have a ball from the Durham Bulls baseball game. And boy, I wanted a ball from the Durham. I wanted a ball. And so I said, Mom, can I go over there? She said, Son, I don't want you to go over there. Do you see what happens when kids go over there? They get in fights. They go running after a ball. It's unsafe to go over there. You could get hurt going over there. Son, I would prefer that you stay in your seat. And I just got mad at my mom. I don't want to stay in my seat. I'm tired of staying in my seat. I've been a good boy for as long as I can remember. I'm 6 years old, okay? And I just got mad at my mom. Because I said, Mom, if I were over there right now, I'd have a baseball from the Durham Bulls baseball game. I am not going to get one here. And so she said, Son, all right. You just go on over there. You're free. You can go. I said, I can. She said, yeah, just go. Man, I'm going to get me a baseball. So I went over there, and they'd hit a ball this way, and they hit a ball that way. I didn't get any of those balls. There's people faster than me, meaner than me. And I mean everything. So finally, the ball game's about over with, so I got to go back to my seat. I go back to my seat. My mom says, you'll never guess what happened while you were away. I said, Mom, what happened? She said, do you know Mike Mays? This guy was part owner of the Durham Bulls. He lived on our same street, Spencer Street, Durham, North Carolina at the time. A little later, I'm jumping ahead. I was still living on Watt Street at the time, Gregson Street at the time. But anyway, Mike Mays was still the part-time owner of the Durham Bulls. He knew that there were kids staying in their seat. And so that particular night, he took boxes of brand new balls and distributed them to every kid that was in their seat. But I was gone. And so my mom said, if you would have stayed in your seat, you would have gotten a brand new baseball. Because every kid got one who stayed in their seat. And I said, golly. Now, why am I telling that? Because sometimes we just got to stay in our seat. And I want to tell you something. That's where God will meet us. Does it hurt? Yes. Do we want to run away? Yes. Do we want to escape pain? Yes. Do we want to try to fix it ourselves? All the time try to fix it. Take control. Do everything. But sometimes we've got to believe this. God will meet us where we are if we don't try to run away or escape. So God can meet us right now. Just stay in your seat.